Southwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. Follow us on Twitter at iGuestInfo. Send us your questions and we'll try to answer. Now enjoy the show.
Welcome to Northwest Prime here on a Saturday at noon. It's my first ever live Saturday show at noon, and I'm thinking about doing it more in the future and calling it Nooners with Ness, but we will see how that goes. But the reason this whole show came to evolve today is because two of the best musician groups that are in Seattle, I'm huge fans of. I've had them on before, and there's a big show next Saturday night at the Hard Rock downtown Seattle, and both of these bands are going to be performing. And you know me, when I love something, I love to share it. So I have today one of my all-time favorites, Kim Archer and Bestie from Seven Revenge on. They're both going to be playing. It's going to be a huge show. I'm going to bring them right in so they can tell us how that night's going to go down, and we're going to talk about it. So thank you, Dusty, and thank you, Kim, for coming on today.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thanks for having us. We appreciate it very much.
Let me tell you, I'm just going to reiterate this just quickly one more time. I saw Elton John and Eric Clapton live at Dodger Stadium. I saw Billy Joel live at the Forum. We all remember these great concerts that stand out in their mind. And right up there with those concerts, Kim, was when I saw you last year at the Hard Rock Cafe. It was one of the best concerts I ever saw in my life. Top five for sure. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Those are incredible people to be compared to, so I really appreciate that.
Well, you really put on a great, fantastic show. And so this show is going to be you and Seven's Revenge, Saturday night, Hard Rock Cafe downtown. What time is it? Is it 8 o'clock?
Yes, doors open at 8 o'clock. Downbeat is at 9.
Okay. And then how is that going to go down? So there's, because you two are not in the same band, and I do want to say this about Seven's Revenge, and you know, everyone can follow the dots on this as well. They were part of the Hard Rock Rising Battle of the Bands competition. I judged the semifinal, and they won. And then they went on and won the whole thing, Seven's Revenge. So I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you can follow the dots on that, but I was there, I judged, they win the whole thing, you know. I don't want to call anything out, but.
Well, Seven's Revenge appreciates you, Lori.
Well, you know, it was fantastic. Seven's Revenge is a great, great, great band, and just there's going to be big things coming out of you guys. And Kim came out that night to support. And this is what I love. You know someone's good when other musicians come out to support them. When I was at Kim's concert, other musicians came out to support her, and I saw Kim coming out for Seven's Revenge. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, I'm going to see something good, because I know Kim will come out.
Well, I can tell you, Lori, I am a fan. I am a fan of Seven's Revenge. I've kind of watched them evolve from when Dusty and Krista were just a duet, and then adding the full band, and then putting out the awesome, awesome album that they have out now. And it's really great to watch them kind of come into their own. And you know, I'm pretty picky about who I work with. I think that's, you know, I like to work with people who are kind of cutting edge and who are bringing something different to the market, and definitely people who really have that stage show, because, you know, that's what people come to see. And so when I wanted to kind of try, we'll talk about it here more as the show goes on, but this kind of different format that we're doing for this show, they were definitely the band that I wanted to do this with. And like I said, I'm a fan of their music, so it's really exciting for us to be able to work with them. So,
well, thank you, Kim.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate that. And I would like to add that, you know, Seven's Revenge actually wouldn't be as far as we've gotten without Kim Archer. She has been a huge, huge part of our progress, and in a lot of ways, at the very beginning, she's the one that really launched us and got Kristen and I, you know, on stage for the very first time. And so Seven's Revenge owes a lot to Kim Archer.
Oh, well, you know, now we get to bring it all together on stage, and we're gonna let you have it, Seattle. Don't miss the show.
Absolutely, definitely. It is a absolutely do not miss show, because people can sound good on the radio, but you really see who they are when they perform live. And that's the real deal. That puts it, lays it all right out there. They put themselves out. The music's out there. It's live. And then you see if they really, really have it. And you guys do. So it's going to be a fantastic show.
Well, thank you. You know, we're doing a little bit of a different format for this show as well. I I'm kind of one of those people, I like to try to do things that nobody else is doing, or at least not doing at the moment. I mean, I think most, you know, people in this business will tell you that, you know, a lot of things, you know, or you hear people say it's all been done before, but I think the way you do it, is what differentiates you from other groups or definitely other shows. And so this show is going to be really interesting because we're going to do Seven's Revenge is going to play the first set. And I want to say, you know, this is not a, they're not an opener. When I do a bill, a double bill with another band, I don't like to call them an opener. We're sharing the night because I really, I only want to share a bill with other bands that I feel are, that we're both on that really professional level. So they're going to play the first set. And that's going to start at 9:00. And then after their set is done, we're going to put two bands on the same stage at the same time. And I don't mean, you know, a guitar player or a additional singer. I mean, there's going to be 10 people on the Hard Rock stage at the same time. The full Kim Archer Band 5-piece, along with the full 5-piece of Seven's Revenge. And we are going to do a co-set together that is just going to blow your mind. And then the Kim Archer, our band, will do the final set. So that's kind of how the night is going to go, that format. So honestly, that middle set is going to be something you don't want to miss. We're doing some great covers of some, I mean, just, you know, we're doing a Queen song. We're doing, a song from Fleetwood Mac. And so, we'll have four singers across the front for those numbers, along with, you know, I think two of the greatest backing bands that we could have together. So it's just going to be it's going to be something that you've never seen before. So that we're really excited about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to listen to Kim. We're going to listen to your Don't Do It, and then we'll be right back to talk more about this bus ride from Tacoma to the Hard Rock, which sounds like a party bus as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to talk about how you might be able to get on that bus. So this is Kim Archer's Don't Do It. We're going to give you a little taste of her. But let me tell you, absolutely, she travels all around the country. So you can go to KimArcherBand.com, I believe. Is that right, Kim? And find out where you're going to be playing because you're all over the place.
That's correct, yes. All the information is there at the website.
All right. Okay. This is Don't Do It by Kim Archer, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Don't do it, it ain't gonna love me right. I've already
was Kim Archer's Don't Do It. Kim Archer's band and Seven's Revenge is going to be playing next Saturday night, June 22nd, at the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Seattle. But if you don't go straight to the venue, you can actually get on a bus in Tacoma, and Dusty's going to tell us about that.
Yes, it's actually a really great deal. If you live in the Tacoma area, it's kind of the best route, really, because you don't have to worry about parking and driving and all that fun stuff when you get into Seattle. So we're meeting at the Tacoma Dome. I may have this wrong. Tacoma Dome Park and Ride, I think that's correct. And a $35 ticket will get you on the bus to and from the Hard Rock front door, and a CD from both bands. And Kim and I will be playing an acoustic set on the bus on the way there. And have I missed anything, Kim?
No, I don't believe so. That location we're leaving from is right near the Tacoma bus station. So that's on Puyallup Avenue. There, it would be, I guess, north of the bus station there on Puyallup Avenue. So the transit station.
And where can they buy tickets for this set?
You can go to either KimArcherBand.com or SevensRevenge.com. Either one, you can purchase the tickets at. You can also purchase pre-sale tickets, which are a little bit cheaper. If you, I think they're $10, and at the door, the Hard Rock, the night of is $12, I believe.
Yeah, and then it's a few dollars more at the door. But if you buy them early, you can save a couple bucks. And I wanted to say about that bus ride. You can drink all you want at the Hard Rock. You don't have to worry about a designated driver.
That's right.
Very good point.
That is right. Yes. Yes.
Mind goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, we've all been up to Seattle on a Saturday night, and parking is hard to find. It's expensive. I will tell you that within a 2-block radius of the Hard Rock Cafe on a Saturday night for 3 hours, you're going to pay at least $20 just for your parking. That's not counting gas money, finding parking, walking to and from parking. So if you live in the Tacoma area and you want to make the show, taking that bus is the absolute best way to go.
That was a really good idea. Whose idea was it that who came up with that?
Kim Archer.
Well, that was a fantastic
Well,
idea.
Yeah,
it was like you said, just parking alone you're going to save practically.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a great time to meet other fans of the band and just, you know, I mean, everybody who's on that bus is there to have a good time. You know, like I said, Dusty and I are going to, I'll have my guitar and we're going to do some songs together. Just, it's going to be, you know, I'm looking forward to that too. I mean, Dusty and I hang out a lot. We're friends off the stage as well. And but we're going to have a good time just, you know, doing some of our favorite cover songs that we like. We'll probably throw in an original here or there. I don't know. We're going to just kind of, you know, we've got about 50 minutes to entertain you while you're on the bus, so we'll make it something memorable, I'm sure.
I mean, maybe we'll have a sing along.
Yeah, the sing along. That's a great idea.
Well, I'll tell you, you're gonna have to take this and then put that out on YouTube, because I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be a whole show on the bus, separate from the show that's gonna be at the Hard Rock.
That's absolutely right.
Well, let's see. We have to talk about it being Father's Day weekend. Do you guys have any plans for Father's Day?
No. You know, a whole lot of nothing. That's what we're planning around here.
Yeah, both of my family lives, I'm originally from the Midwest, so my family is all back in Indiana, so I'm sure I'll spend some time on the phone with my dad. And other than that, I've got, I've got some practicing, some last-minute things to pull together for the show. So I'm probably going to spend a little time dialing some things in and just making sure that we're ready to rock and roll come Saturday. So
well,
get those tickets, people. We need to get those tickets.
Yeah, we need to get those tickets sold.
That's right.
If I remember right, Kim, isn't your dad a musician, or wasn't he a musician, or...?
He is, yeah. He hasn't played live for quite a few years, but yeah, he's kind of the person that gave me the music bug. Yeah, he played in the band when I was a kid, and so it's always been really, really special for us to have that connection. So he's always keeping in touch with what I'm doing, and I send him CDs of different things that I've got going on in my brain. So it's really cool to share that with him. So I'm sure we'll have a nice long chat tomorrow about the upcoming show and and I'll be probably sending him some video after the show so he can be there as well. So.
Yeah, I want to ask you both, since you both now have kind of been out there as working musicians for a while now, what's it like when you're on stage and you look out there and you actually can see people singing along to your songs? What does that feel like?
Magical.
Absolutely.
It's the most amazing. That there is no greater compliment that I can think of in the entire world than somebody singing along to your lyrics and song. It is. There's no feeling like it. None.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with that.
Yeah, that's just got to be unreal. Jesse, I'm going to play one of your guys' songs. I'm going to let you pick between Lightning or This Is Me. I'm going to play one of your songs right now so that everybody can get a little taste of Seven's Revenge as well. So, Twenty, what do you
want me? Let's go with This Is Me.
Okay. All right. So, This Is Me by Seven's Revenge, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Stand up in the mirror.
right. That was This Is Me from Seventh Revenge.
Thank you, Lori. We are super proud of that song. And, you know, if you go out on YouTube, we actually have a video for this song, and you can type in Seventh Revenge. And it is the first video that pops up, and we've had quite a few views, and we're pretty proud of that as well. And we hope that you guys that are listening will go out there and take a moment to view the video and throw a comment on there and let us know what you think. And, you know, we're in the process of working out some new videos coming up in the next 6 months to a year. So it's a fun process, and we love to know what people think and get feedback about that. And so really appreciate that. Thank you, Lori.
Now, I was telling everyone, Jesse, that you guys won the Seattle leg of the Hard Rock Rising Battle with the Bands. How has that changed, or what's happened to you since winning that?
You know, we've actually been contacted from quite a few venues, kind of, surprisingly enough, some across the country, which, you know, is not the easiest to get to always. But we've had a lot of venues looking to book us, and kind of picked up a little bit of momentum with that. And right now we're in a writing process, so we're not booking a whole lot, but we're getting ready for our next album. But we're getting, you know, a lot of feedback, lots of views on the video. It jumped significantly in winning the Hard Rock, so we watched it go up by the thousands very quickly. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That had to be exciting.
It was very exciting, and we've seen our likes on Facebook go up, and we've had a lot of people that were randomly just started listening and on Reverb, you know. It's definitely given us a little momentum. It's been nice.
Well, now, both of you have played a lot of different venues. How is the Hard Rock stage in comparison to all the other venues that you play?
I really like the Hard Rock stage. I love the sound. The sound is impeccable there. It's perfect. Different venues kind of offer different things in sound, and it's by far, and it's in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
that. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's the room is great. I think that, you know, the fans that come and enjoy music there feel comfortable. It's a comfortable room. The service is great. You know, the people at the Hard Rock always do a wonderful job of making sure that the night flows smoothly. And, you know, it's, I suppose this business is like anything else. You know, there are people that you really like working with. They kind of become your friends, not just, you know, people that you work with. And the whole staff at the Hard Rock, Aaron, who books us there and handles the live stage, is great to work with. And just the staff there always does a great job to make sure that the people that come through the door have a good time and that they're comfortable and, you know, they get great service. And that really is a really important part of that equation, you know, of going to see a show. So we just really appreciate them and appreciate them being able to and being willing to kind of think outside the box with this. I know that night, you know, the sound crew is going to have a little bit of a challenging evening putting 10 people on stage at the same time, but I know they'll handle it with grace, and it's going to sound wonderful. I never worry about that. So, yeah, I always look forward to playing the Hard Rock, absolutely.
They have a really good bar there, too. I seem to take everything back to drinking, but it is the best part of my life.
Well, hey, you know.
But I love Manhattans, and they make a really good Manhattan. And not everybody does, but they really do. So I have to give them props for that, because I always judge a bar by how well they can make a Manhattan. And they do it now.
Absolutely.
Already going there. And I want to say, too, they have a fantastic rooftop deck. In fact, I was kind of ticked because King 5 did this whole, the five top best rooftop decks in Seattle. And I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't include them.
They didn't include them. I know.
I thought the same thing, Lori. I love their rooftop. It's got a great view, and it's just, yeah, I don't know why they weren't included. So everybody go check that out, though.
but then I was a little, I'm like, well, maybe I should be happy, because now, you know, it won't be so crowded. If they're too stupid to figure that out, then they don't deserve to be up there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic photo op, because you have the Pike Place Market sign right behind you. You got the view of the ocean. The ferries are coming in. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, we obviously know something that King 5 doesn't know.
I guess so.
Now, both of you have been playing music for probably your whole lives. What was your most played childhood record?
let's see. Gosh. Cranberries.
Yeah, cranberries, huh, for you, Bessie?
Yeah, probably the cranberries. Cranberries and the Doors.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That is nice.
That's why you're a musician, because mine was the Bay City Rollers, and so I'm not a musician.
Well, this will show the little bit of age difference between Dusty and I. She's I'm a little older. I listened to Mad Men Across the Water from Elton John till I think I wore the record out and my parents bought me another one. So Mad Men Across the Water from Elton John was my favorite. I listened to that a lot. And then, Stevie Wonder. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, those are the two that I listen to quite a bit. So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yep. That was great. I did
listen.
He's
great.
Oh, he's fantastic. Well, he's a genius. Yeah. I had all of those records, but for some reason I just got hooked on the Bay City Rollers. They had a song Saturday Night or something like that. I don't know. For some reason I just love Saturday.
Yeah, we're so catchy.
A great weekend to be out and about in Seattle. Why don't you two tell everybody what your favorite thing to do or a great place to go in Seattle that we might not think about?
Kim, I'll let you start that one.
Okay. Well, one of the things I love about living in Washington, period, is just the outdoors. I mean, it's beautiful here, and yeah, it rains and da-da-da, but, you know, for the most part, it's even when it's sprinkling or raining, it's just a wonderful place to be outside. So I really like to visit Gasworks Park because it's a great park. There's this great hill right in the middle of the park. You can climb up the hill and spread your blanket out, and you've got an amazing view of the city. And the water's there. There's boats going by, and people in kayaks, and people with their dogs in the park. It's just really, it's very alive, you know, and yet very comfortable. And the park's big enough you can kind of find that little spot where it's not so busy, and just kind of spread out your blanket, take a nap, I'd read a book. I don't know. Just really enjoy being downtown. So yeah, that's one of my favorite places to go on a nice day for sure.
That is a really great place.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you know, I kind of have to go back to the very first time I visited Seattle before I moved up here. It was in the winter months. It was in December. And the first place I was taken to, the very first place in Seattle I was taken to, was the Tap House. And here I am, this Texas girl, who all I ever drank was Miller Lite, you know, and I get to the bar, and I'm like, do you have Miller Lite? And they don't have Miller Lite, by the way.
Yay!
So I have just been educated on beer, and I've grown a massive appreciation for good beer. And I'm telling you, if you want to try, I don't even know how many taps they have on there. I know it looks to be at least 100, if not more. And you can have tons and tons to choose from. However, you will not find Miller Lite.
How did you wind up here, Dusty, from Texas?
You know, I was looking for a bit of a change. There's a lot of factors that came into it. Music was one. Lifestyle change. Heat. I was just sick of the heat in the summer of Texas. It's ungodly hot there. And just kind of looking for kind of an experience, just a whole new life. And that's what I got, and I've loved every second of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't imagine Seattle without either Kim Archer or Dusty and everybody from Seven's Revenge, because it's just a staple now of Seattle music.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
That's very nice of you.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go so that you can get to practicing for the June 22nd concert, the Hard Rock. Doors open at 8. I'm going to play this song by Kim, is My Friend by Kim Archer. And I encourage everyone who's in the Seattle area, in Seattle, if you can get to Seattle on June 22nd, I will not kid you about the way the show's going to go down. It's going to be it's going to be epic. And I don't use that word epic all the time, but this is going to be epic. It's just going to be,
wow.
I just have really big, I just know how you guys are, and I've watched you both perform, and I know you're going to bring it that night, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've had it on my calendar for months and months, and I've been talking about it every chance I get. So you can go to either band website to get tickets. There will be tickets available at the door. You can ride the bus, and all that information's on their website, which I have links
to all of that from our website to theirs. And make sure you stop by and say hi to us, and then let us know that you're out and supporting Seattle music next Saturday night, the 22nd, the Hard Rock Downtown in Seattle. So I'm going to play my friend. We're going to let these two working, fantastic musicians get back to what they do best, and I will be right back with everybody in just a moment. So this is Kim Archer, my friend. Country, and you can catch them when they're coming to your area. And I also encourage you to stay with Seattle Wave Radio. You can listen 24/7. We also have a free app for your iPhone or Android. You can go to your app store and download the Seattle Wave Radio app. And then you can also come back to seattlewaveradio.net anytime, day or night, and listen to great music and great interviews from people, not only artists here in Seattle, but Seattle around the world. We try to support all music, all good music, and bring it to you first. If you're in Seattle, I encourage you to go down to Pike Market. I call it Make It to the Market and support local crafters. These are artists that are from the Washington area, and they make really quality art, and they bring it down to Pike Market, so it's centrally located for you to be able to walk through and see all these different crafters. There's been a misconception that it's a flea market down there. It's absolutely not. These are professional artisans, and they're down there producing fantastic quality products every day that they're down there. So I encourage you to go down there and support them when you are in the Seattle area. And also visit the Hard Rock Cafe. I just gave you a huge tip. You can go to the rooftop deck of the Hard Rock Cafe. It's absolutely one of the best photo ops in town. You go up there, they have, at night, they have heaters going, they have fire pits going, they have a full bar up there. You can order off the menu up there. And then fantastic view. You can take a picture with the Pike Place Market sign behind you, the ferries coming in, the ocean. It's all right there, just sprawled out for you. So as much as I don't like a crowd, I just gave you one of the best tips in Seattle that there is. So I certainly appreciate everybody joining us today for our groundbreaking, brand-new show that's on noon on Seattle Wave Radio. I'm going to go out with Seven's Revenge. I had two songs by them. Dusty picked the first one, which was This Is Me. This is their second one called Lightning. I'm going to play that out. And again, try to get down to the Hard Rock Cafe if you can on the 22nd and support both of these groups. They're very hardworking, extremely talented, and they're going to put on a great show for you. If you can't get there, Saturday night, Friday night, just a shout out, I'm going to be at the Crocodile and seeing another fantastic band, Meal Frog, M-E-A-L-F-R-O-G, and they also put on a really great show. It's one of the best looking guy bands you'll ever see in your life, just on another side note. But Crocodile, I'm going to be at the Crocodile on the 21st, and then I'm going to be at the Hard Rock on the 22nd. So I will be back, and we'll talk about some more great music next week. And until then, support local music in your area. My job here is done. My work is done for the day, and I will catch you next week. This is going to be Lightning by Seven's Revenge.